On these. We'll just forego, we'll start right away without mentioning the sponsor tonight. So tonight, as I promised, well, I didn't keep all my promises, but the first promise was is that, number one, this promise I'll be able to keep. We'll be starting, we'll be ending early tonight, because we're starting early. And number two, to give a hashgacha here, not to look into halacha. Some people get excited, as I pointed out last week, about two Shabbos Chanukahs. I get excited when there's two Tuesday night Chanukahs, so that we can have one Halacha Shir and one Hashkafa Shir. So tonight I want to hopefully bring a message out that will hopefully stay with us. Chanukah is a difficult holiday because, as my kids pointed out to me tonight, they wanted to know, am I sure there's not a ninth night? You know, Yom Tov Sheni Segalias. I guess realizing that they're not getting any more presents. But also it starts the winter. It starts a difficult zaman where we don't have any holidays until Purim. So we want to hopefully take a message out that will last us through the winter. I think it's a very, very apropos and important message. Before we do that, I wanted to just start off with understanding what the Takana of Al Hanisim was and some unique Chedushim that involved that. So first of all, the reason why I chose Al Hanisim is I thought it was a perfect connection between Purim and Chanukah, because of course those are what we share together, that we say the Al Hanisim. It's interesting that the Pachad Yitzchak, where Hunder points out that in fact they're two totally separate Al Hanisims. He writes that Purim is Al Hanisim al the Chovas of Me'en HaMoiros. It's similar to Yalav V'Yavo, because in fact we have a Chiyuv of Suda, really, and we have a Chiyuv, of course, of saying to the Ribbono Shel'olam on what happened on that day. And we have to mention that. But he says on Chanukah, it's an Inyan of Hodah Al-Hanes. As we know, we say L'Hodos L'Halal L'Shim Chagadol. So Rav Huttner says that's why we end off differently. L'Hodos L'Halal is the Iker, and when it comes to Chanukah, we say Tolo Al-Ha'etz, that they were Tolo on the 8th, because that's the Iker was to mention the Me'en HaMa'ir, what happened on that day, whereas L'Hodos L'Halal is the Chiyuv of that. So it could be that in fact it's not such a great connection, but of course what we'll try to do tonight is explain a connection between the two and the Al Hanisim. So first, understand where Al Hanisim came from. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kuf Aleph, the famous Gemara, my Chanukah, the Tznan Chafei the Kislev Yom of the Chanukah. Of course, one of the impetuses of having the Shir tonight is realizing that in fact it is those Chanukah, so doing something that's not going to be Nogea for the fact that the tomorrow night already is not Chanukah, so hopefully we'll be able to take this with us through the bitter winter. Hopefully it won't be bitter. So he says, what is Chanukah? So we know that the tremendous thing that happened, so of course they found the Pach Shemen, and as I've underlined the part, so we were Makoveya. From this time and on, there's a chiyuv from that day and on that this nace happened, a chiyuv halal v'hoda. So Zuk Rashi, what does it mean, halal v'hoda? So Rashi in source number two, lo she'asur b'malacha, so we didn't, the Rabbana did not have the power to create a yontif where you'd be isur b'malacha, as we know. Shelo nikvu ela likro halel, but they said there's a chiyuv now to read the halel, the omer al hanisim v'hoda, and to say al hanisim in when? During Shemona Esrei. That's what we're talking about, hoda. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, so what about birchas hamazon? So yibayilu lo lizkir chanukah v'birchas hamazon. So this is a continuation of the Gemara, this on Chaf Dalet. Do we say, should we say, as we know, we don't mention Al Hanisim in Me'ein Shalosh, but why do we mention it in Birchas HaMazon, right? So he said, no, we do. We go ahead, because there's an Inyan of Pursumei Nishas and Mevarchim, there's a Machlaikis, in fact, in the Gemara, the Rishonim discussed this, that in fact, that maybe we don't. Why? So one simple reason is because we have no Chiyuv Suda, right? As we're seeing tonight. There's no Chiyuv Suda, so therefore what? Whenever you don't have a Chiyuv Suda, so why should you say it in Birchas HaMazon, right? The original Chiyuv was L'Hodos L'Halal L'Shimcha Gadol. I was talking about davening. So maybe we wouldn't have the same Chiyuv. Furthermore, which I think is a very nice Chiddush that the Rav says, is that the Inyan, as we see, is what? It says right here, is L'Farsim Esaneis. It's Pursumei Nisa. If you look at the Rashi here in source number 4, the tefillah is peshita leib, because the shot should be, there should be tefillah, sha'arei, halal, hold us neglobu, get them real now, right? We're not going to say that you should say halal and birchas hamazon, so, zokhuz Rashi, should, the pashtus is it should only be with tefillah, so we add and we say no birchas hamazon too. So Tosos over here says, the tefillah peshita leib, what does it mean? The baskir mishum, the tefillah betzivor, who ikar pursuing nisa, aval birchas hamazon. Lekha pursuing nisa, right? Very important idea. That the reason why that we say lahodos lahalel is because what? When it comes to Chanukah and Purim, we have a chiyuv of pursuing nisa. Hopefully we understand this idea. We've been doing it throughout the week. One of the reasons, of course, that we like Neiros Chanukah, whether it's the Pesach Beis or in his house, is to be mafar saying the Neis, right? Lahavdil, but last night President Bush had a very inspiring lighting in the White House, as he has every year. I'm told that Rabbi Neuberger was present at the lighting. And the people who lit was actually Daniel Pearl, Hashem Yikom Domo's parents, and they lit the menorah of his grandfather. His grandfather was a Rav. His name was Rav Chaim Pearl. So it was his original menorah. And they lit it. Beautiful. The father said, it's a gorgeous bracha. And so the vort that President Bush told over, so it's obvious from the vort that he told over that there's got to be somebody from there. So he says, the Gemara says, this is what he said, I promise. He said, the Talmud tells us that part of the miracle of Chanukah is what? Is that there has to be an inyan of painting, and there has to be an idea, I can't say it in English, of publicizing the miracle. And that is why when the Jewish people light the candles, they light it by the window so that everybody should, they should publicize the miracle, right? So even President Bush knows, he probably doesn't even know what he was reading, somebody else wrote it, but okay. The idea is, lahodos ha'alel, that is pesumi nisa. That's one of the reasons why we light in shul, the whole inyan, how can you light in shul? Also this idea of the fire semanes. Some take it a step further, we won't mention any by name, they light everywhere. They want to be Mafar Semaleis, Mahajim and Mahajim. I was very not inspired this week when there's a certain group that has a telethon every year on Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right.
And what they had was, they had a lighting of the menorah, which they do. Okay, so one Katina, there are shitas that do say that at a wedding and things, you could have a lighting. The Rav was very against this and many others. But okay, so what did they do? They had an a cappella group. I won't even mention their name. An a cappella group had about 8 different people. And all 8 people sang the bracha with Hashem's name. I couldn't believe it. And, okay, very nice. And they didn't even light the candles. Not one of them lit the candles. They had a katan light the candles. The kid, maybe he was bar mitzvah, it didn't look like he was bar mitzvah. I was in shock. And then my last shock was what happened in my son's yeshiva katana, which isn't too much of a yeshiva katana. It's not an affiliated school, but Baruch Hashem is a frum teacher. So in the show, this is my son who's 2 years old, so in the show they had the lighting of the Chanukah candles. This really chaptana for me, keep my comedy routine going. So the music teacher said that, can we have a volunteer to light the candles? They wanted a Hanukkah, you know, person, so I started looking down. Who knows, they want to make a bracha, but fine, there was a grandfather there, so they let the grandfather, they really embarrassed him. He said, oh, look, the oldest person here, you should light the candles. So he went to light the candles, a frum person, I know who he is. And he started lighting the first candle, and he said Hashem's name. This was during the day. He said Hashem's name. Fine. Al Chinuch, maybe, that's 2 years old. We've learned that about the Sugya Chinuch. We're ready for this. He said, Shadazam Vatame, everybody knows about that. It's now the fourth night of Hanukkah. So it's the third night. And then the music teacher stops, and she says, dear friends, I know that Shekhianu, she didn't say Shekhianu, she said, I know Shekhianu, she said, we should say it anyway, because it's the first time that we're all together on Hanukkah, so... But Mustafa should say Shachianu, right? She's Russian. Maybe she got that from Mitzvah Petelberg. I don't know. But Mustafa, I was very shocked by that as well. But be that as it may, there is an inyan. Yes, very shocking. I get very shocked very easily. So that is why there is an inyan of pesumi nisa. Whether or not those are brachal batolos, I think is pretty obvious what the answer is. But okay. There is an inyan of pesumi nisa. How do we mafarsim in the nes even more? Lahodos lahalel. We say halel and we say ala nisim. That is why, I think I mentioned this last week, the same as the sacrum of Aaron Cutler, was any minyan that does the Hecha Kedushas, which is very popular in many yeshivas, when it comes to the holiday of Chanukah and Purim, you can't do Hecha Kedushas. This Sunday, I was in the Yeshiva Gedolah of the Five Towns. where my father davened, and Rabbi Noble, each person that was walking in, it was like 50 people walking in, every person said, we're doing a whole Shmon Esrei, So I didn't want to say, I go, oh, you know, I want to say something like, oh, finally, you're following what the halacha should be, whatever, okay. But actually, he's right, because there are Yeshiva Gedolos, of course, originally from the Kamenetsky family. So Yaakov Kamenetsky was one of Mechadish that said that the Yeshivas don't have to follow the full Kedusha. He was Mechadish that because the Zakana wasn't for Yeshivas, because Mestami Yeshiva people knew how to daven. So the reason why it doesn't make any sense is because, what about Shacharis? I don't know. Okay. Right there. So Rashi says that there's an Indian of Pesumini. So what are we going to say? So now the best question would be as follows. This is what Tosfos says. That's why there's a whole Shiloh over here. Because Pesumini Nisa is in when? Is during your Shmon Esrei. But Birchas HaMazon, nobody says Birchas HaMazon. There's no Indian to say Birchas HaMazon out loud, right? So why should it be? And that's what Tosfos says, right? So the Rav is Mechadish, where Salvechik says even further, he says, oh, so what about if a person has to daven B'Yechidus, or he's davening Ma'ariv? He should not have to say Al HaNisim, because he's not being Mefarsh in the Nes. So the Rav said there, okay, there, we're not going to make the Takana, because most davenings, we should be saying out loud. You should be davening the Tzibor. And therefore, the Halacha is that in fact a person should go ahead and should say Al HaNisim, and we paskin that Al HaNisim is done as well in Birchas HaMazon, but not Mi'ein Shalosh. So the reason there is, could be again the Rav's Mechadish, that the reason is that there is because as follows. When it comes to Shmon Esrei, it's very, very simple. That's why many people say that it's not Al HaNisim, it's really Ve'Al HaNisim. Why? It's a continuation of Mozim. You say Mozim on Alach, Nulach, right? So we want to be Mefarid, what are all the Nisim that Hashem did for us? So when I was researching this topic, unfortunately, on the internet, I should say unfortunately, so I was trying to, you know, I googled Al HaNisim, what came up, the first thing so maybe you take this to the nth extreme, whenever there's a Nes, you should add Al HaNisim. So there was a conservative rabbi who added Al HaNisim on Yom HaTzmut, so he felt that that should be part, okay, except for the fact that we have to be very, especially with adding Shmon Esrei, even the biggest Yoni will not, very, very difficult to say that you would say an Al HaNisim. But the idea is there. The concept, unfortunately, went a little bit too far, but the idea is there, and therefore, but when it comes to, very interesting, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, where do we add it in Birchas HaMazon? Right, after Nodelecha. Nodelecha is, right, Al HaNisim, but it's not the same, the Rav says. Because in Nodelecha, we're only Moses the Rabbanu Shalom Al HaAretz, right, and on the Torah. That's it. And therefore, it's a little bit different. And then Al-Michya, there's no place to put it. Because when it comes to Al-Michya, so there's no place to put it, because there's no Hodah in that section. So that's one of the reasons why. Everybody asked, that's the famous Shiloh why. Okay. So the first thing that we learned so far is the Zechiyah Halo V'Hodah. But, very interesting, is what in fact that Zechiyah is. So the Rav points out as follows, and this is just the introduction to what the drush that we're going to give, is as follows. The Rambam says in his Koteres, the Briskers were famous for taking the Koteres of the Rambam to be very, very serious. That's the top part of the Rambam where he says how many mitzvahs there are. So here in the Koteres, in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, what does he write? Hilchos Chanukah Megillah, Yesh v'cham shtei mitzvahs asti midivrei sofam. There are two mitzvahs here, v'enem min haminyan. What are they? Vier Shtei Mitzvot, I'm going to explain them. So we know what the Shtei Mitzvot are. One is reading the Megillah, and the second one is Hadlokas Neiros, which is before he laid out. So, this is very fine and dandy, except for the fact what happened to Hallel V'Hodah. What happened to Hallel? Rambam writes, in fact, in Perek Beis, he goes through a length, he goes through a hole, he goes off on a tangent about when we should say Hallel. The other times, besides the Yom Tovim, about Rosh Chodesh, about Hallel on Pesach, night, all these different things. So what happened to the Chiyuv of Hallel? And in fact, the Rambam himself mentions it. If you look at source number 7, he says in Perek Yivah, Halacha Gimel, B'nei Zeh, should be honored, B'lo L'dor, Ayu Shmona Yimam, Yimelo V'Yisrim, B'chislev, Yimei Sibach of Hallel. Or when Ligim have Neiros Be'erev, right, Be'erev Al Piskei Habatim, B'chol Laila V'Laid B'Shmona Seh Lailos, L'Horos L'Gal Tanes. There's where the Rambam says L'Hodos Ha'Hallel Shem Ha'Gadol. Not by Hallel itself, but by lighting the candles itself. And in fact, in all of the Rambam's Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, specifically Chanukah, he doesn't mention anything about Al HaNisim. Where does he mention it? Hilchos Berachos he mentioned it. Hilchos Tefillah he mentions it. Why? Because according to the Rav explains, according to the Rambam as follows, that the Rav held, and this is the Koteres, there's two mitzvahs when it comes to Megillah, when it comes to Chanukah, right? There's a mitzvah of lighting the candles. That's the way we're mafarsim in the Nes. Then the Rabbanon was mechadesh to further publicize the miracle through saying Hallel and through saying Al Hanisim. But they are not the integral part of the holiday itself. Very interesting. Others argue that that's why women are chayef to say Hallel on Chanukah, because afin hayu ba'osaneis. On Rosh Chodesh we wouldn't make them, but here we would make them. Very interesting idea quoted here in the Rambam. And he furthers that with the Rambam source number 8 that says Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva, Ad Ma'oy, Tzarek Adam Li Zarba. We have to be extremely careful today. Lahodiya Hanes, Lanosu Shevach Hakel, Be'odar Lanesh Asalanu. So the reason why, right, we have to give Shevach to Ribbono Sha'olam on this day. Where does Hallel Be'odar mentioned here? Once again, he doesn't mention it. So it must be more of an afterthought, according to the Rambam, when it comes to Hallel Be'odar. Be that as it may, we still understand that Al Hanisim is an integral part of being mefarsim in the Nes. And interestingly enough, right, the Hallel part we can understand, but here you have a tefillah that, as the Pachad Yitzchak said, is not only, when it comes to Chanukah, is not only tied towards the chiyuv of mentioning the Eina Ma'ara, but is more tied to the fact that we have to lahodos al-Hallel. According to the Rav and the Rambam, so this is not the integral part. It's lighting the candles, and that's maybe why we moved to the shul to light the candles. Nowadays, unfortunately, if it's Arena Rabim, we don't have the ability to light outdoors. We talked about this last week. Some people think we do have the ability. In Eretz Yisrael, they do, certainly. The idea is that we don't have that ability nowadays. So therefore, we have to figure out how to be mefarsim in the Nes more, and that's, what, of course, why we do it in shul. So then, what the message, so that we want to bring out, which I think is going to be one message, but it's going to be in two different ways. And that is as follows. First, we're related to, generally, when it comes to very interesting lines. So in source number 9, I quoted something that I found from Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Rav Yaakov Chaim, of course, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the original, was the Kapha Chaim, which I've quoted many, many times. It was a sefer that I purchased because my son's name is Yaakov Chaim. So my father told me quickly that Yaakov Chaim, oh, you named it for the Kapha Chaim. The Kapha Chaim lived, it was a Svarish Apoisek, he lived almost exactly the time of the Mishnah Berurah, and he wrote it almost exactly the same time the Mishnah Berurah was written, similar to the Mishnah Berurah itself. It's considered a Goinic work for the Svarish Jews, because they had no form of a Mishnah Berurah until that point. He lived in the 1900s, he was born in the late 1900s, and so he has a grandson. I don't know if he's still alive. This was written in 1978, so I don't know if he's still alive. He has a yeshiva, which is named Yeshivas Kapha Chaim. He also wrote a Svi Svarim as well. So here in this kuntras, I don't even know what this kuntras is, Olas HaChodesh, so he has a maimer here on that, which I think is a very beautiful maimer, which will give us a yisod gadol when it comes to the holiday of Chanukah. So he mentions as follows. So the first thing I just want to point out is that we have to be, you know, we had this chus a few years ago of giving shiurim on tefillah, and every so often we would stop when we were learning the halachas, and we would learn something like understanding what ashrei is, understanding what yishtabach is. Why? Because we take for granted that this isn't just a tefillah that was added by the Rabbanan, right? And that rabbi that missed it when it came to the holiday of Yom HaSmut, so it's not just something you could add. We'll see that these Yisoidus, when they wrote the Al Hanisim, they were very careful with exactly what language. And furthermore, as we'll conclude with in this piece, they were so careful that there's an exact amount of words in the Al Hanisim. So let's see over here what he says. He says as follows. The Matthias Phil Alanisim, which says the name of Yob and Yokan Kogod Kashman of Vanu Kishanta Malkus Yob and the Rush Lampoli Shalishkin was a mechuke ritzonecha. The Ishlavin, Madua Tiknu base Akashmonaim Al Hanusach, mechuke ritzonecha. Below Kirogil, right, so what is a mechuke ritzonecha? So what mitzvah secha, what is the chukim? Why does it say chukim? Madua ba, right, so why did he have to write this? He says there's a reason. Kasha nivdok ma gezera malchus yovan levatel. So in many places it's written, specifically in the famous Megillos Yovanis, it's written what were the mitzvahs that they wanted to take away. The Abudraham has expands on this, on each of these mitzvahs. Milvach lo yosku batorah. We know, of course, they didn't want them to learn Torah. Nimsa shehem gozru al shabbos al amila rosh chodesh al mikvah. right? That this was the famous gezeiros of the Yevanim, that they didn't want them to follow Shabbos, they didn't want them to follow Mila, Rosh Chodesh, and Mikvah, Tefilas Nasha. Yesh Lavim, Madua, Gzaris Yevan. Why? What bothered them so much about those mitzvahs? No? So now look on the other side where it says Beis, on the left side, I just couldn't fit it in, that's the way I fit it in. Benir Ali Levar. So how do we explain this? Kishmiyugurim, the Nira, the Chol Mitzvahs, the El Gazu Machos Yavin Levatolim, it was what? Hein Bechris Chok. What they wanted to be Levatol Dafka were the Mitzvahs that were Chok, were Chukim, ones that we can't really understand. And he's going to bring a riot to each one. The chok in Odehu, Devarim, Shay, Yetar Mir, so Olam, Meshubram, Kogam, Achilas, Chazul, Visha, Shatnez, these type of things where our minds, it's difficult for our minds to understand. Why can't you wear Shatnez? Go explain it to me. And go ahead and explain to me, Chazir. Okay, we have nice reasons why we ought to understand that I don't think it's still around. They used to come around and collect money for stuff. It was called the Kabbalah Institute of Queens. So they came to my house once, my parents invited them in, and he seemed like such an airless guy, and he sat down and he tried to explain to us why do we have, according to Kabbalah, why do we have the mitzvah of not being able to eat chazer. So he went through the whole thing, and back and forth, about the positive and the negative, and it hurts. So that's very fine and dandy, and it turned out, unfortunately only a week later, they found out that it was a mamish, a total scam. This was a terrible place, I don't know if it's still around, hopefully it's not, that was really doing a tremendous disservice. They were being makari people through Kabbalah only, as we know a lot of times happens now, and these people were not even from, they were just living the life of Kabbalah. And they were two dads were taken away and they weren't allowed to give money. Because these are chukim. It's nice we could go ahead and explain the chukim, but they're chukim. And he points out that what are these chukim? So he says Shabbos. How do we know that Shabbos is in fact a chok? So he writes, Nimsa ba mechilta. The mechilta says in Parshas Bishalach, says, chok zeh l'Shabbos. That the chok of Shabbos, right, it's called the chuk of the Shabbos. It's interesting that we don't say this. In the Nusach of the Ritzei of the Svardim, which the Kaf HaChaim said, so he says that the Nusach was Michukei Ritzonecha. Right? Mechukei Ritzonecha, similar to here. We don't say that in our Nusach. So that's another Raya. Mila, so there's a very good Raya there, is the Bracha. Right? Shekizah Shidin Mibeten, V'chok V'sarosham. Right? The idea. The other thing is the Abudram says this. The Abudram says, Al Mila Chok She'ein Botam. El Gezeres HaMelech. I don't have to tell you that when it comes to Mila, it's considered to be something very, very difficult to go ahead and understand. Right? Anybody who's, right? Baruch Hashem, it's a very popular thing in the Goyish world. Now, I mean this, because it's something that people don't think about anymore. But it is very, very difficult because it doesn't make sense. It's a barbaric tradition. We're lucky now because we have the fact that it's well accepted, but if you could imagine, it wouldn't be accepted. So people would be like, what are you doing? How can you do that to your child? So this is called the ultimate chok, or the Abudraham calls it. And then he writes Rosh Chodesh, Shehu, Bechinas Chok as well, right? The whole idea of Rosh Chodesh, certainly when we say Kiddush HaChodesh, right? You know, you go outside and you have hundreds of people outside and all the cars are passing, what's going on there? So, Benusach, the Musa Rosh Chodesh, Bechukei Rishonecha, right? Bechukei Rosh Chodesh, Lecham Tzavad, we just said a few days ago. Why is it considered a chok? Furthermore, as I just pointed out, what do we say in Kiddush HaChodesh? The bracha says a chok v'sman, nasa lahem, right? So another chok. Then he says inyan mikvah tefillah, quotes in the name of the Rambam. The Rambam uses the lashon of chok as well, miklal chukim, right? All these different things. And so what's going on over here? So why are there chukim? So in Gimel, back to the right on the bottom, he says lahavin madua amidum, right? So why did they want to? Because nira mishum, what was Yavan known for? Seichel. They were known for their understanding, right? The idea is that they didn't want to kill the Jews. They wanted the Jews to convert. They wanted the Jews to be part of them. But they wanted to take away anything that was a hope. It didn't make sense. Because if you're an intellectual person, so you can't be intellectual if you're doing things that don't make sense. Because how can you have an intellectual discussion when we say, well, why do you do Mila? God commanded me to do Mila. No. That doesn't make sense. You want to follow some of the other things? Fine, that makes sense. The other mitzvahs, that makes sense. You can go ahead and do the other. That makes sense. And that's why they wanted to take away the chok.
the chukim, right? Because if it didn't make sense, that's what they wanted to take away. You want to be like us? Take away those things that you're just doing because you have bitachon in Nirvana Shalom. Then, in the last paragraph on the left, on the bottom, Umatzati, he's found in the Siddur of the Yavetz, the following beautiful statement. He has a beer on Alanisim. Alanisim the Chanukah Tevas Kuf Ches. I counted it. We did this last time with Haneiros Halala. It didn't work out. This works out. There's 108 letters in Alanisim, and it's a Chok, the Yisrael. Shabo, Yotza, Yosef, and Mesasurim. So now he points out, that's why we read. Very good. Very good. So he points out, the Kavach Chaim says, right, he points out, I don't have a Sfarad sitter in my house. But, I have a Nusach Sfarad, but not Sfarad. So he says that, yeah, Sfarad, it doesn't come out. He goes, not all the Sidurim comes out to 108, so I'm happy, it comes out for me, it comes out 108. And, why Chok? Because that's the Yisod of Allah Nisan. The Yisod is to understand the Chok. It's to understand the fact that, in fact, that's what they wanted to take away from us. And so where does it bring us today? It brings us to what, that's the Yisod of Yehadus. The Yisod of Yehadus is doing the Chukim. So that's what we say. Chukim Mishpatim L'Yisrael, Lo Asachin L'Chogoy, Mishpatim Bal Yudam Hallelujah. Right? Because we treat the Chukim and the Mishpatim equally. This is a famous word Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to love to say. That it's the Chukim, that's what distinguishes us between all the other nations. But we treat the Mishpatim as the Chukim as well. Right? Because the Mishpatim of the Goyim, the Mishpat of the Goyim, the laws of the Goyim, they have to make sense. Right? They have to be intellectual. They have to have, right? We have Mishpatim that should be one way. We go another way. Why? Chukim Mishpatim. We do both. Doesn't matter. And that's the ultimate point of Chanukah. Chanukah is the holiday of Bitachon. We do it because of Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Gezeiros HaMelech. Right? And that's why we do everything. We don't have to go out and explain Shabbos, 39 Melachos, you can't do this, that's not. We just do it. And then, of course, he ends off. They're saying that then that's what's going to bring the Mashiach. That's the Geula Shleima. When we start to follow these things and we just do it because Gezeiros HaMelech, and we accept the good and the bad, that's when the Mashiach is going to go ahead and come. And that message is further pointed out through what we say in the Al Anisa as well. So I always thought it was a very interesting line. Source number 10, the Sifsei Chaim of Chaim Freelander, points out, why do we say the Al HaMilchama, Shasisa Lavasena? Right? What's the question? Al Anisim, the Al Nifloy, so the great things that he did for us, and the wars. We love those wars. Those are great. What? On the wars? That's what we're giving Hadad to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That we had to fight a war? Kasha! Source number 10. Toyvehi! Sheesh Mechama? It's good to have a Mechama? Madu Anu Mechdim Al Mechamais? We're being Mechdim to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So he quotes the name of Anof Yosef, which is a commentator on the Siddur. Al Mechamas, Beliva. Kalomer, Al Chuais Al Mechamas, right? They're connected to each other. Why? The Chuais Al Mechamas, right? You have these unbelievable stories that oftentimes happens during Mechama. If we could take certainly the Gulf War, I mean, you heard these unbelievable stories in Eretz Yisrael, if you consider it even a war, so it's a mamash unbelievable. And we saw Yad Hashem, right? You saw one in Saudi Arabia, one army barrack killed tens of army soldiers, where the story, you can't even pick a story about the shul that they saw the scud bounce off it. Everybody, people who were not from, said they saw the scud bounce off it. Or the scud missile that hit the oil pipeline that Israel had shut off just in case a scud missile would hit it and it would have mamash destroyed half of Israel. All these different things. The Yadashem. Oh, so that's what we moed at, that there were mechamas, but there was great yeshuas within the mechamas. Nimsha shoidaz, ain't all etam mechama, can't be. Dover lo tov, elo yeshua shaba. Others interpret that the mechamas Hashem, that Hashem is fighting with us, but the same idea. That's what we're Moses and Rabbanu. Shoshana Moses my Kodesh Baruch Hu Shal Achal Mechamas Ki Etzim Vadai Ein Ba Oishim Mikol Malkam Kashi Hayat Sarech Mo Mecham. The Rabbanu Shal the Gezeris HaMelech was what? To have a Mechama. Oh, but he made it, didn't make it so difficult for us. Even, I will even add, that even in the difficult Mechamas that we've had, there's always been light at the ends of the tunnels. Even Rahman al-Islam, a little over a year ago when you had this terrible Lebanon war, which very difficult to find light in that. So you see some stories like Roy Klein, so those stories have to give us inspiration. When you have a frum Jew jump on a grenade and say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which made people frum because of that. So those are also those ideas. That's one idea that is pointed out by the Sifsei Chaim, but I don't think that's the only idea. So one is, how can we not quote the B'nai Yisrael? The B'nai Yisrael says, I think is mamish beautiful. He says, why do we call it a nace? Right? What's the lashon nace? So he says this also by Chodesh Nishan. This is here in Kislev. Derech she'amru. So this is a remez, what Chazal tell us in Brachas. The famous idea. The Ashrei doesn't have the Alephes in it. The Ashrei has, what does it stop? Nun. It has no nun. Why? Zakta Gemara. Why does it have a nun? She yates because Nifla, Nafla. Because it says an Amos with a nun that it's going to remind, it doesn't, we don't remind that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and that the Jews are at certain times at a low point. The Afil Hecha Chazar David V'samchu what? V'akadosh Shemar. What is after nun? What does that refer to? It refers to the nun. So he says, it refers to the nun. That doesn't matter how low you are. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. Oh, im kein lefnei ha'azeh os nun. Right? And that's what nes is. The nun and the samach. The nes. What's the nes? It doesn't matter how low the Jewish people are. The Rabbanu Shalom promises us a haftaka of soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. That no matter how bad off we are as personal Jews or as a tzibur, he will pick us up from whatever we are at. And the nun, even though it's not there, right? That's the hatzola of what we saw in Chanukah. We know, Rachman al-Islan, the level that the Jews were on when it came to the holiday of Chanukah. We know that there was no mass tshuva movement that was done during Chanukah as opposed to Purim. So it was, in fact, a tremendous nes that Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. The nace was is that Nafla, we did fall to a level, Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. He still picked us up. That's a tremendous chizuk that we have. But furthermore, these are all the same thing together. They're all the under the mantra of bitachon. Is that even at these times, so what type of bitachon do we have? So let's take the personal realm, which is really what I want to focus on. And that is that we all have ups and downs in our life. The question is that what do we do when we have those ups and downs? So oftentimes the person is in a rut, he's in a, whatever the situation is, Rahman al-Islam, financial, health, whatever the situations are. So he falls in a rut, that's what he does. His Bani Shalom is not watching over me, my tefillahs aren't good, I'm giving to what am I doing so bad? And he tries to get aces from Rabbanim, so on and so forth. Right? Tell over one story, I think Rabbi Reisman told the story over. So there was a Hasidic guy who had this unbelievable deal that he was striking in Europe. He was at World Rent Tour, whatever it was, let's say he was selling a product. So he managed a month of trying to get in the door to go into these different companies, and managed in 2 days he was going to have a World Rent Tour of these different countries within Europe to get his product, and he was managed so excited. But so he goes to the United States, goes into the airport. Oh, what does he find himself? Terrible traffic jam. Managed can't get to the airport. Misses the plane. The next plane is going to be until the next morning. Doesn't matter now. He's going to miss half his meetings. He's not. That's it. He's done. He's not going to go. What does he do? He runs to the Rebbe. He runs to his Rebbe and he goes and he sits down. There's a true story. He runs down and sits with the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, why did the Rebbe do this to me? I did a month of research. I begged this person to get a meeting. I got all these meetings. That's it. My parnasa. How can you do this? He said, well, I guess you didn't hear. I guess you don't know what happened. You know the plane that you were supposed to go on. What if I told you that it crashed? 500 people died. I said, oh my God. So Mamash, tomorrow morning, make up the Kiddush. I'm going to get stuck up. $1,000. I can't believe it. Mamash, unbelievable. Yad Hashem, I can't believe I see it. So what did he see? The rabbi turns to him and goes, it takes 500 people dying for you to realize the Yad Hashem? That's what you need? That's what you need? You want the Baruch Shalom to kill 500 people? And then you'll say, oh, I see the Yad Hashem. The plane didn't crash. The point was, is that that's unfortunately what happens many times, right? We have to see something happen and say, oh my God, thank God I didn't take that job. If I would have taken it, look, this one's being indicted, this one's, oh, that, right? Or, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was in the hospital at this time, it was a health scare, but it's not so, no. We should have the schus of having those times. But the bottom line is, yeah, Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. Do we have to be talking of Soymech Hashem? When we're in the nun, when we're in the nafla, do we really believe that? When we're in the machamas of Hashem and we're fighting, do we say, oh, you know what? The Eibush to help him. Rabbanu Shalom is going to help us. This is what the Beis HaLevi says in source number 12. So he points out that he wrote quotes of Medrash that Moshe had sinned. This is, you know, we don't usually do English sources, but this is the Beis HaLevi I found. So Moshe rectified his sin by repeating what he had misused. So let's see what he says. So he says there are Shvei Dinim, there are two types. This is the Beis HaLevi, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, so this is before Rav Chaim, Shvei Dinim. There are two types of gratitude that one could express Hashem, following deliverance from suffering. Usually, one is just grateful to have been rescued and praises Hashem for that. Generally, when we throw a kiddush, when we say Birchas HaGoyimel, it's because of a toivah that the Rabbanu Shalom saved us from, and that toivah, it's over, the terrible thing is over, and now we want to give Hodah to the Rabbanu Shalom. He feels no more joy at being rescued than if he would have never been in distress, of course, and the suffering itself is no cause for thanksgiving. But when Moshe and the Jewish people rejoiced, right, on Yom Suf, they were celebrating something else. More than their salvation, they were rejoicing in having been an instrument of Hashem's glorification. Why? That's why they said the Pasuk, right? I will sing to Hashem, for He's exalted, also the Keli V'Anveyu. Right? They celebrated their bondage as much as their rescue. For the Jews never had been enslaved, could have been no miraculous deliverance from Hashem. Nothing would happen. What would be the big deal? Oh. And it's interesting because Dafka, he takes the ultimate point of the splitting of the Red Sea, of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is this opening form of Nath that was Golu the Idoi that everybody knew, but he's saying no, they weren't giving that they were being saved. It was what the Rabbanu Shalom, even through the distress that he put him in. And that makes sense of what we say every morning. We say every morning, I give thanks to you for my affliction, for it prompted your salvation. Ashir el Hashem ki gam alai. Right? What does it mean? Right? We say it every single morning. Right? That the Rabbanu Shalom, we give thanks for my affliction. What does that mean? Thank you, Hashem, give me affliction. No, it's because of that, so I'm able to sanctify your name. It's through that's what gives me inspiration during davening. Right? You know, that's a difficult thing, but we know when we have more kavanah and tefillah. We have more kavanah, not the regular day that everything's going great. When we have the kavanah is when everything's not going great. So that's what he's saying. Oh, right. That's exactly beautiful. Beautiful. Sorry, you gotta give him credit too. So I think it's the lack of food is making people very intellectually hungry. So right? Yeah, that's what the Rav. So the Rav says, "Oydecha kieni sani." Right? That I give the Rabbanu Shalom kieni sani also. Yeah. So that's source number 13, where the Rav quotes this maimer. And Arikadim minera od. The Farish, right? So he says that some people say that Milchamas is Yeshua, Rabbanu Sha'olam gives us, because Hashem is always fighting the Milchamas Hashem. He's always going to protect the Jewish people with the Milchamas. He says, no, it's something else. In Ashira, the Chiyav Ashira, Eino Rak Ala Tshua, it's Kamahal Atzarais. That we have the same Chiyav, right? Chovat Hoda Al Hashibut Shehu Kashagu, right? Just like we have a Hodah to give to the Rabbanu Shalom, we think that the whole holiday of Hanukkah is what? Giving Hodah for saving us. No! It's the fact that we were in that situation as well, and that gave us the form to be Mahalot to Rabbanu Shalom. And he points out, based on the Gemara and Pesachim, when do we say Hallel? So we're Mesakin Hallel B'chol Esara V'Esara. The Rav points out, B'akol Sarah V'Esara, what does that mean? Just like the Zechiyah when good things happen, also on the Sarah we sing Shira to the Rabbanu Shalom. Ayushua, that's the way we sing Sarah. And he said very interesting. He says, "The Ein Hagula Mechuyah Be'Amir Talal." It's not the actual Yeshua, the Geula. What is it? It's the fact that we had a Sarah, and that's when we think of the Rabbanu Shalom, right? And he says, "Moshe Omrim Al Mechavas Chayavim Lomar Hoda Al Asaras V'Tam Zek Moshe Kosev Beis Alevi Sal Idei Asar Nigram Shetugul Shemayim and Kadosh." That's where we're in Kadosh Shemo Barabim, right? If somebody sees a Jewish person in the Sarah and they turn to the Jewish and say, what are you going to do? Jewish people, Nebuch, look what you're going through. It's going to be okay. That's the ultimate form of Kiddush Hashem. That, if I may, is what we say in Al Anisim. Right? Yishimcha HaGadol. Oh, right? So we say, L'hiku Ne'ez B'chaz V'Shecha, V'kobu Shmonet L'hodos HaHalel Yishimcha HaGadol. That's Yishimcha HaGadol. To recognize that even in the Sarah, they recognize they were in the Sarah, they still sing the praise of the Rabbanu Shalom. And he ends off. That's when he bechaz chavatachli again b'shul sechem mivur. The ikar chovas gila b'shira b'zman habitachon gam ochiyah b'kam mekomos the yeshchiv shira kodem hayeshua. That the chiyav of shira is not after Yeshua, but even during Yeshua. The car sarat yeshchiv, right? And that's part of the chiyav. And Rav Schwab points out in source 14. I figured if you did one in one English, we could do another one. The same idea. Bani bechaz chavatachli. In conclusion, after reciting all the zmirois, the individual proclaims this idea. So he says that I, who have always had trust
in your loving kindness, ask that in the future my heart shall jubilate because of your salvation. So he wants to sing, right? I want to sing to Hashem when he brings promise of fruition. So he says the word gomal is like rhyming with the gomal shekedim, right? About the almond ripe. So interesting, I thought of Rav Aaron's sefer is called Perech Mata Aron, because the Perech Mata Aron that it refers to in the Torah is talking about a perech, the parachim of the almond bush, and that's what the Rav Aaron writes, is that sometimes you have shekedim marim, right? That you have shekedim that the Rosh Hashanah sometimes deals you with almonds that are not so good tasting, and then sometimes they're good tasting, and that's what the life is all about. One has to be tachon. He wishes a merely buds of unripened fruit. They exist, but an incomplete. Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu makes these wishes come true. Gomo alive. They're going to ripen. You don't see it now, but it's going to ripen. And then he ends off, I think, very nice idea. And that's why it has to be followed right away by Mizmor L'Soda. Mizmor L'Soda is all about giving thanks to the Baruch Shalom. No. You can't say Mizmor L'Soda until you say Vani B'chatzim L'Tachti. Until you really believe that you don't just thank Hashem only in the good times, you also, and obviously the Mizmor L'Soda was in those bad times of distress right afterwards. And he says, okay, but it's not appropriate to say on Shabbos. I want to be machadish maybe, that maybe that's why we don't say it on Shabbos. We don't say it for a practical reason because of karbanos. But maybe that's the whole yisod on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, is that we say the other, what do we say? Ba'ani b'chatzim l'tachti, and then we go to l'maseach mizvot zara shabbos tapik olda. When we're talking about creation, that's what we just pointed out. That's the chayt, right? Yom Tov, Shabbos, those are the ultimate chukim that we don't understand. Oh, so then we also have to say ba'ani b'chatzim l'tachti, and then go into the Ribbono Shel Olam creating the world and doing all these different things. So I think the yisod over here of Chanukah is a connection that I hopefully we could take with us through the winter. And that is the connection of, yes, as a chi of l'hodos v'hallo shimcha gadol, we pointed out from of Yaakov Chaim Sofer this beautiful idea of the chok. What is chok to us? Is that we do the mitzvahs for whatever reason. They don't have to make sense to us. And they don't always, we're not going to always see what the good part of the mitzvahs are. Meaning, a person says, oh, it always bothers me when someone says this, right? Something good happens to them? Oh, you know why this happened to me? You know why? I'll tell you why. Last week, I helped an old lady across the street. Oh, that's why it happened. He's such a nubby. You know why it happened? You have no idea why it happened. It could have been because you had kavanah by Birchus HaMazon 6 months ago, or because your grandson in the future. You have no idea. So the chok is that we do the mitzvahs. We do bitachon Hashem. I don't know. We're doing. I'm going back and forth. Nothing seems to be helping. Oh, I have bitachon Hashem. And then we saw the alam milchamas. She'asiz alav aseinu. So not only the milchamas that Hashem helps us out. That's also bitachon that we're going to realize that Hashem is going to help us out. But this idea of nates, of nafla, of at our lowest point, sobech Hashem lechol noiflim. That's the idea. And also the idea that we saw in the Beit Halevi, the idea that we have to give equal praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam even through the bad times. And that, I think, hopefully will give us a lot of chizuk and a lot of bitachon. Rav Kook was fond for both Rav Aaron Yitzchak and his son. It's actually in the son sefer, writes that he always spoke about bitachon, the importance of bitachon. Apparently the opening shir in Moshe and Rav Kook for the new boys was about bitachon. And he always pointed out that he says, people say, what's the difference between, Merkaz Rav Kook, what's the difference? I just got a call from Moshe, that's why they asked me if I wanted to subscription. So in Merkaz Rav Kook, that's what they started. He says, what's the difference between our yeshiva and the yeshivas? We learn just like they learn. We have all the hashkaf shiurim like they have, the halacha shiurim like they have, the gemara shiurim like they have, but we're stressed bitachon. Because bitachon is important. It's a whole sefer on the idea, certainly Rav Kook himself as well, and his son, this whole idea, the importance of what bitachon is. And that's what should take us through. If we really have the bitachon, like the person, Rahman al-Islan, I always remember this, it goes back to it, like 10 years ago, but a friend of mine lost his job, and he said to me, now I understand what my brother once told me. My brother lost his job during a very, very difficult time in his life. I don't have a brother. During a very difficult time, right, Mamash Chisar and Panasa, and he had a whole family. It was a very, very difficult time. So this guy was giving him chizuk. His brother wanted to give him chizuk. He said to him, don't worry, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. Everything's going to be okay. If you have bitachon, everything's going to be okay. So he turned to his brother. He says, yeah, you're saying that because you have a job. You be out of a job, and you say that you have bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, so he lost his job. And he said, now I understand what he said, and now I have to live by my words, what I told my brother. That's the ultimate bitachon. Things are going to work out. I don't understand it always, but things are going to work out. We'll just end off with the line I've shared many times where Goldach says, that we should reach a time we say in maybe even a chiyuv when we have a suda on Chanukah, we say the Shia Malos Peshu Hashem Shiva Zion Hayinu Tekoyim. This ultimate unbelievable player David HaMelech is talking about the future
When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, what do we say? Azi Melech Sokpino. We will laugh. When will we laugh? What are we going to laugh about? Sokpino is, the Rabbanu Shalom promises us that when Mashiach comes, so we're going to see why everything happened. All the puzzle pieces are going to happen. You can imagine that time where Mamash is going to find out everything. You're going to find out why Rahman al-Islam, this person, had to die young. Why, your car had to break down in the middle of the West Side Highway. Right? All these different things are all going to come together. You're going to be, wow, look at this tapestry. This all makes sense. Sokpino. You're going to laugh at it. I can't believe I was so upset for 3 hours waiting for AAA to come. Oh. That's the ultimate stage that we reach, and that's the ultimate level, of course, of Hanukkah that we wish, that the Rebbeinu Shalom will take the fact that we have bitachon even during the times of tzaros. I don't have to tell you that we're in a tremendous esara now, where it's difficult for us to understand the fact that Yerushalayim could once again lose the status of being part of the Jewish people. But we have to say, "Ani b'chazav otachi agel libi b'shul secha ashur l'Hashem kigamalai." The Rebbeinu Shalom has an ultimate plan, and Mirz Hashem, that plan will be very soon with the bringing of Mashiach's kingdom, the Meher of Yamin.